Yeah.
There we go.
No.
We can hear you now.
Can you?
Yes.
Cannot hear myself. Okay.
You sound awesome.
Okay.
Don't hear about a
thing. No. Okay. Okay. J J J Gananaya Kala J J Vigna Nasaka J J J Gananaya Kala J J Vigna Nasaka Chuvadana Gauri Nandana Kachuvadana Gauri Nandana Kachuvadana Gauri Nandana Kachuvadana Gauri Nandana Shambhu Shankara Kankadar Shiva Shambhu Shankara Jai 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 Gananaya Kala Jai Jai Vigna Nasa
By far one of my very, 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 very favorite chants. I just love Ganesha. And this is such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful chant. So is someone going to offer the announcements?
Did.
Oh, you already did that. Mm-hmm. So I missed that. Sorry about that. Okay, good. Namaste. You can take Premal off. Thank you, Premal, with all of my heart. Thank you.
All of my heart.
Thank you from all of us. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Paramatma Ki Jai. Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai. Satya Sangha Ki Jai. So I want to minimize that. There's Maharaji. That's really good. There he is. So we're going to start this Wang Po intensive for subscribers to the transmissions. And Wang Po, I added something at the end of the Wang Po document where Wang Po says something. Let me see what he says. Hold on, please. Well, I can't get at it right now because of... but he says something about you continue to explain Zen or like that. And I added that at the end because explaining Zen or explaining love or explaining God or explaining means that you reconceptualize. You get a vision of what it is that we're speaking about, and that vision stays with you because you created it. What if there was no vision? So this I want to talking Shantimai. Where am I? There I am. So somebody changed my desktop. That was very interesting. Anyhow, I'm gonna find this statement now because I have it available to me. Well, I don't find it. Not fast enough to carry on with the Zoom. Love. Love like space. And the reason I'm saying this is because in this Huang Po intensive, I get very important questions, but I'm surprised at the question because we've been together for 20 years, many of us are older, and some people are still asking, and it's okay. It's not only okay, it's good, because it should be asked if you don't understand. What is conceptual thought? I'm actually quite amazed that you don't understand that you don't understand what is conceptual thought. But being that you say that you don't, then asking the question is of great importance, and everything that's asked in satsang and intensives, everything is of great importance. conceptual thought is every thought that you could possibly have. So what we attempt to move along in spirituality is to release everything that we thought we ever knew. And it's not going to go away. You're going to, definitely it's going to be there. But you're going to live completely free of it so that you can see what's before you, what's within you, rather than what you think about it. So love. We could say that God is love in Chan and Zen. God is one mind. Can you consider what is one mind? No, you can't. That's why it's so rich. Well, we're having a dog fight in here. I think we should start over again because I'm also not getting much attention here in the room. Well, it's satsang. And it looks to me like everybody's a little numb. I don't know what from, but numb. I'm going to go with you. How about this? You tell me what you would like to speak about today. I'm not going to do this. Sahara, I got a funny little thing here. It's a new Zoom. I don't quite understand. Okay. Anyhow, so I wait for you because what I wanted to speak about is getting absolutely no attention whatsoever. Ken, you can't pretend to you that you're attending. Which you can't pretend it, huh, Daisy? I can. Your sound is off.
Namaste, Guruji. Good morning.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Good morning. How are you?
And beloved Sangha, I'm very well. Thank you, Guruji. Thank you. Yes, I was just considering what you were saying about the need for explaining Zen, you know, and how I find it more and more difficult, actually, when people ask me about what's meditation, or they say, oh, I can't sit still, I can't meditate, or what do you mean by spirituality and this and that. And the more I try to use words to help them understand or help me explain it, the more I find that unless it's actually something that's experiential for me, then it's just parroting what you've said. And sometimes it works quite well. I mean, I get clearer about what to say, like, you know, and I get reminded of what you've said to us before. And yet at times it doesn't feel like it's coming from me as such. Well, no, with a small me, not a big me.
Wait a minute. What's it coming from? What do you think that's coming from then?
It's coming from what I've heard. So far, and other times it's coming from what I've experienced as well. But what I'm also finding is that the more I try to use words, the more sometimes it feels like it's trying to defend something like a conceptual thought rather than, you know, trying to put across something.
Oh, you know, Ken?
Yes.
I thought I was off the hook. Do you remember?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's the concept as well.
I thought I was off the hook for not conceptualizing, but thinking you're off the hook is a concept.
Yes, totally. I get it now.
Good. Well, you know, you never have to defend what is really, really good for you. I think I mentioned it in satsang the other day that a few people who I knew would say, oh, why do you go to India and sit at a guru's feet and what are you doing there? And, you know, I would just, my life is changing in such a beautiful way. And I just can't help myself anymore. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that wasn't a, that was how I saw it. So perhaps when you don't have to defend it any longer, and you see that it's given you something, that you can give it to someone else in the same way, you know, it's a special, very special moment of inner reflection, which everyone on the earth actually participates in, and they don't even know it. You know, I say that you can meditate with a cup of coffee with a friend in a cafe just by being present, not looking where you have to be or what your friend's saying. Just being present is meditation. You don't have to sit like this. You can sit like this. A formal meditation is extremely good for you. But to take it into your life, Will and I have been having this conversation. Take it into your life. What you find in meditation, presence, silence. I was told the other day that in peace, there's nothing. And my sense is that's because you've never gone to peace. You've gone maybe close, but you haven't gone into a deep peace where one is so profoundly relaxed with life that everything goes on and it's perfectly whatever it is, fine or not fine, good or not good. But you are deeply at peace with yourself in life. And there's something very powerful there. And sometimes words escape us and sometimes they're necessary. Wang Po himself had this he had this dilemma that one needed to explain, and he was so good at it. I say that he could elaborate the entire Zen Dharma in one sentence. First sentence: if you have the merest intention to, what was the word? It was indulge in conceptual thinking. You'll set the realm of the demons. Not demons that are from the outside, but demons that you yourself are creating.
And I suppose
so
this is
the
about
book is a concept.
Yes, yeah. Yes, indeed. Indeed. I suppose also comes from, you know, when someone asks about or say that they can't meditate or things like that, or what is meditation, and I try to explain it. I suppose if I just drop all expectations as to whether they get it or not, that might make it a lot easier, you know, and the seed would just land where it requires to land, and when it would pop up, pop and blossom, it's not, it's entirely cosmic timing.
You know, one thing that is really, really beautiful, and I'm glad that this is being elaborated here in Satsang because people are listening. Speak what you have to speak, and you can tell if people are listening or not. Sometimes, yes, sometimes. But drop it into their heart because they'll never forget it. Even if they're not listening in that moment, you're casting a seed. You're making an offering. You're giving something of your own experience to another. You can't really, but in some way, yes, you can. You know, You can't tell anyone what an orange tastes like. Mm-hmm. You can't tell anyone what chocolate tastes like. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you can hand them a chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. Thank you, Guruji.
I like to be heard. Otherwise, I think I'm wasting my voice, but I know about planting seeds.
You're never wasting your voice, Guruji. You're so just sharp and accurate.
Yeah. Well, sometimes people don't want to hear sharp and accurate. I'll see you later.
I just love your voice and transmissions when I've not heard your voice for a while. And then I thought, oh my God, that's Guruji's voice. So beautiful.
Stop it again. Uh-huh.
Namaste, Guruji. Namaste. Blessings.
I love you too.
I love Namaste. You too. Yeah. Namaste.
Rumi and Mandakini. Yeah. No, tell me.
I asked that question. I wondered if there were thoughts of God, prayer, reading these great texts that take you straight to silence that weren't conceptual thoughts.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing. That's a very good point. We'll go over that in a minute. Mm-hmm. Hello, Rumi and Mandakini. How are you?
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
I can see Australia outside your window. So nice. Mm. You look good.
Yeah,
you look
really good. Around here.
You would hardly recognize.
Oh.
It's so green, so many trees, so many places are little forests.
Mm.
Well, I remember our first journey there and the purple purple carpet of flowers in the mm-hmm. morning time. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you remember the trees that you planted with us, Shanti Mai?
Yes, I do.
They are 5, 6, 10 meters high.
No, 5, 6 meters high. Not yeah. ten. Not
one or two.
Thank you for keeping her in line, Rumi. Yeah, thank you for the last letter. I will write to you also. I have something to say to you. And you know, you're the one who brought up this explaining Zen. And I suppose you can look at that, Mandakini, from a lot of different angles. How I look at that is that explaining Zen is information. It's not the entry into the gate. Information, information, information. Mental, 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 mental. Huh? Nothing wrong with mental, but we're resting our mental. Isn't it right? We're resting yeah. it for the moment of smelling the grass or seeing the morning or drinking the water or whatever we're doing, right? We're resting that mental story. So this is the way that I see, and I think I added it. I couldn't find it, but I think I added it to the document because we're not really explaining Zen. I mean, people are asking, what is conceptual thought? They really want to know that. Go ahead, please. No, go ahead.
I think it's one of the traps to enter indulging in thoughts, actually.
To do what? To enter?
To enter into the indulging in thoughts.
Yeah, but I'm not getting the one word, indulging. Oh, indulging. Yeah. No, that's the point, isn't it, of explaining Zen is to indulge in thought. And still, people need to know what conceptual thought is, for crying out loud. If you don't know what it is, how are you going to be free of it when you're actually drowning in it?
It's this.
Got that, huh, Rumi? I saw you go in there. That's the thing. People are drowning in. They can't hardly breathe through their manifestations of their nonsense. Mm-hmm. And they don't even know what it is. They have no idea. And people oftentimes have no idea that they're thinking so with so much heat. They have no idea that I'm thinking. They just think that this is normal, just to go off in some fantasy land and this is my world. So I feel that it's really important sometime to make clear, particularly when people ask, to make clear what that is. Conceptual thinking is every thought you could possibly have. Because it comes with conception. You're a boy, you're a girl. Your name is Julie and Joe. I am your mommy, I am your daddy. Are you hungry? It's all conceptual. There's no thought that you can have that is not conceptual. Means came with your conception, came with the earth, came with your life on earth. What, Rumi?
Oh, I think it's... This is. I have a poem, and I think that poem can actually speak much better than anything else that I can say. It's one that I wrote.
Rumi, remember this, Rumi.
Mm-hmm.
You are leading people through your maturity. Not everyone is so willing to go to their maturity because there's a good deal of clinging to immaturity because it's a comfortable space. And then we create fear so that we can hide behind the fear and not go further. We create fear as a hidey hole. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand what you're saying very well, yes.
Okay, so your maturity, this poem, I'm already sure, will bring people out of whatever they are conceiving of. It'll silence them and touch mm-hmm. their heart. There's no question about it. And then they will go on.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to hear the poem, and I know that everyone will be lifted by it. Thank you.
Okay. Beloved Guru, of void, no word can be spoken. No one thing in isolation. Totality is void. No me, no you, no higher, no lower, no lesser, no greater, no equality. No distinction whatsoever. No thought. In unmoving silence, nature reveals itself. Each in our own unique way, a perfect, flawless mirror. Divine mystery, endlessly reflecting divine mystery. Any apparent distinction is merely a device so that the lessons of life may reveal themselves to the eternal beginning student.
Yes. You should send me the poem so I can add it to your book.
I will.
Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is really so down to earth. You don't have to go far to understand what you said. Not at all. You only go to your heart.
That's the thing. We don't have to go far at all. We have to go nowhere.
Well, that's right.
We already are. Everything that we could possibly hope to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that is so for everyone and everything.
Absolutely. So when will the persons enter that space and cease creating fear, creating ideas, creating the notions of this and that, high and low, against and for, I am right, you are wrong. And all of this, it's really amazing that it even still remains possible in this day and age, because it's so blatantly ignorant. People see it in the world. The world is in high, high levels of ignorance, up to, it's like people are drowning in it. Even the smartest, the cleverest, the most, educated and all of that. These divisions that are created and the fear that's created with it and the self-importance that's created with it. Now that we can see how dangerous that is, you would think that, and I do, you would consider that it falls quickly. Mm-hmm. Out of the soul of the persons who are observing it is what I'm saying, Rumi.
Mm-hmm. I also see that all of these stressors in life, all of the, excuse my word, but the shit that is going down in the world right now, all of it is actually the very thing that is bringing us to wake up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's the driving force for it. And in that way,
yeah.
It has to be.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I'm still concerned why spiritually ignited people will create ideas of fear and measure and this and that. And it goes on and on and on. And you just, you just want to shoot it out of them, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see that you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't understand myself.
And no good does it ever do a human soul or heart to continue with the nonsense of divisions. And people have this really true and beautiful desire to be finished with it. And yet defend these falsehoods.
Hmm.
And very ignited in the heart. People that are burning in their heart a huge light are still covering it up with, I'm not this, I'm not that, this is that, I have to worry, my anxiety, my future, my past.
Well, how I view it's not that.
It's
but how I view that is
ahead,
that
please.
Fear is my friend. Anxiety is my friend. If I'm feeling fearful or anxious, it's because I need to go somewhere. I need to look at something. There's something within me that is bringing fear up. So I need to turn around and look at it and see what is this?
No. There is not something in me that's bringing fear up. I'm creating it so that I can hide in it. No, I don't think that I hide in fear at all.
I disagree for the first time in my life. What I am saying is that fear is a friend.
I will not give them that. I understand what you're saying. You're saying mm-hmm. that because it's there, it needs to be vanquished. That's why it's your friend. But I'm not going to people creating their own nonsense. This is my point.
To wallow in it is nonsense, yes. I absolutely 100% agree.
To even create it for me is nonsense. There's no need for it. And particularly now when people are maturing, and they are maturing, understand that this, I don't need to create this fear, nor do I need to think about the past, nor do I need to worry about anything in the world. So let's give that a go. Let's give that a go. I have to breathe right now and be present and not create a worry in the field of my life.
Jai ho to that.
See, the only place where we probably saying the same thing, if we find that so often, you and I. I say, stop creating it. It doesn't just come upon you. 90% of the time, you're creating it.
I would say 99.997.
Exactly. So this is the great release. It's not even a work. It's exactly as you say. There's nothing to do. There's no jealousy to do. There's no anxiety to do. There's no creating fear to do. There's no worry to do. What will happen if I cease to worry? Exactly.
To simply sit in silence.
And what's in silence so much, no? We could really look into that, and we could bring something out of silence that could never define it, but could certainly give an indication that there's something available for the heart and soul other than nothing, than a blank slate. Boring.
Silence is void.
Void is, I found a word that I like for void, because void oftentimes frightens people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of a word. So, uncultivated.
Mm-hmm.
uncultivatable. I went through dictionaries and all of this, just at thesauruses and etymology dictionaries, looking through void, because people are afraid of void. They're afraid of their own heart, they say. I'm afraid to look at my heart. I'm afraid.
And yet, to look inside one's own heart, to look into the void, is to discover something of unimaginable beauty and merit.
Yes, absolutely. And then as soon as you say that, it has to be washed away. An indicator, yes. Not a definition.
That's why the poem starts with "of void, not no word can be spoken."
Yeah.
That's why Huang Po says no word can be spoken about Zen.
Absolutely. Of course.
And
there's a book of spoken words, and there's libraries of what these great masters have left for people to consider all about themselves.
Hmm.
So the words are not, this is explaining Zen. You get a lot of words. Words are not really dangerous unless you follow them, believe in them, define them, say it is like that, and you can open nothing more than that word, and it just remains here.
At best, they are an invitation to discover that which dwells within.
Absolutely. I call them directions. The word is the direction, it's not the answer. Collecting answers are like putting something on paper that you never would in your own self consider or discover. Here we go, I know this. It, like a college exam. It's really when you get out into the world that the doctor learns so much more. He brings it into his own experience. It's very important. I think the timing is so good. And I'm not saying this on my own. Something compels me to say it. Maybe it's Maharaji. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. I don't even pretend to know what it is. That the time is so rich and ripe, and the opportunity and the possibility is so great, that to put up a false sign in front of yourself, I'm afraid, I am this, I am that, I am, and to follow that into this falsehood of definition, I pray to every ripple in multiple universes that that will cease. And I suppose that's what I'm here for, Room. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going on by itself. Mm-hmm. And I feel very, 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 I can't say very enough, fortunate to know the people that I know. My life is so blessed, it's unbelievable. You know, Maharaji wrote a song to his guru. And it's a very beautiful song. And it says, I lay my head at your door, Baba. And you've given me so much. Can you give to everyone else the same that you have given to me? And that's what I feel. And it's in everyone. It's not a big mystery in the sense that somebody's greater than somebody else. Somebody's got something that somebody else doesn't have. Everyone has this opportunity. And life is really to the core, whatever that means, the moment, the fleeting, rich and beautiful. And sometimes, you know, I understand that I understand a lot. But sometimes there's this kind of like, and I understand what that is. I understand what that is too. And what's beautiful about that is that I was coming into the satsang with the word love. The love can never be diminished. It can never be divided. It can never be touched. It can never be defined. And it is always, always present in this existence of life. It's what creates this existence of life. Or the appearance of it, if you want to get right down to the core. So I'm not fighting, but I'm observing. You know, what people can pluck out, the little rotten spots that people can pluck out of themselves that aren't doing them any good. They're just, you know. I guess it's my work. For me, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I can't imagine occupying yourself with this. This has got to be the true penitentiary, the prison.
That it is.
How I think about me, my life, and other. God bless everyone.
You know, something keeps coming back to me time and time and time again. It is something that you said to me when I first came to you. You said, take care of your heart and let everything else take care of itself.
Yes.
And I took that to heart.
You took everything to heart, Rumi.
And it is absolutely the best guide that one could ever possibly hope for. And it's led me into some wild and wonderful places that,
Well, I've been with you down the alley. I remember well. I remember well. Oh, boy. The Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I have one of those cactuses growing out my out in front of my front door. Just to remind me of that.
We had nothing but wonderful times. And we still do.
And we still do.
How long have we been together, Rumi?
22 years.
Mandakini?
36. 27. Nee, hang on. Not 36. No, no, sorry. 27 or 28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
96 I met you, Shantimai.
Yeah. You know, our Sangha is in this way, just so it just stabilizes people who want to come in who are quite new to this way of thinking or this way of ceasing to think. The old folks are the shoulders that they will stand on.
Hmm.
Hmm. You can explain it to Mandakini later. Mm-hmm.
She knows very well.
This particular phrase?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Shoulders that we stand, that for everyone to stand on, you know. That. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, put them on. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna go. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for the poem, Rumi. Please send me any new poems you have that I can enter them into your book. I'll print them out and put them in.
Okay. I will. I have a few.
Okay, and I want also Mandakini, I will write to you really soon.
Thank you, Shantimai.
In answer to your letter. Thank you, too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. So nice to see you. Love you, Shantimai.
Love you, too.
Hmm.
Julian.
Good morning, Shantimai. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes. I can see you too.
Nice to meet you.
Where are you coming from, Julian? Where are you stationed right now?
I'm in Indonesia, in Java, and just on a holiday. But I'll be working in China for the next 3 years.
Wow!
A lot of things happened in Indonesia. I'm usually in this penitentiary, in this jail. And I recently had a lesson, a very powerful lesson in Indonesia about not hating what hurts you. And that was a big doorway out of the jail into the reality of oneness.
Well, sort of reality.
Yeah, it's a different world. It's two worlds, the world of hating, separation, world of affection and oneness. I built these huge walls of hate in my childhood against childhood abusers. I've been carrying that hate with me all my life. And this lesson, not hating what has hurt you, has shown me that there's a difference between the ultimately impersonal causality of mind and the momentum of mind in those abusers and their hearts. Their hearts are innocent and hostage to the momentum passing through their minds. So the walls of hate are kind of crumbling down, and there's a willingness or desire to love them. But I'm worried, because it's been a lifetime habit of hating these people. I'll get sucked back into...
Well, it's Let me come in. First off, I'd like to write with you. I would like to further the conversation past this satsang. So if you want to, we can write together.
Okay.
But I love what you're saying. And it is a time, and you're very fortunate that you have this desire. This is kind of what Rumi was talking about. When I have anxiety, it's my dear friend. Huh? Prison could have been your dear friend to turn your life around. And it's such a powerful, powerful time to release what has also imprisoned you. Hate is even a worse prison than you were not in the penitentiary. This is a mental penitentiary. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because this is a worse penitentiary of all. And some marvelous element within you, some marvelous drop of clarity, some marvelous willingness is opening you up. And I would just say, go there, follow that into yourself and release everything that does you no good at all and does no good for anyone else at all. Little by little, strip it away. I would love to be with you. I think we have something to do together. It's up to you whether we do or not. You know, that's always going to be up to you. But I would really like to write with you. I feel that you already know everything that you need to know. But if you want to correspond or have an exchange, we can do that.
Sounds really good. Yeah. I'd love to.
Yeah. Sahara or Will or Shri can give you my e-address. I'd love to hear from you. I feel that you're a very, very interesting. You know, you said that the walls were kind of crumbling. They're not kind of crumbling, they're crumbling. Yeah. How did you meet Shanti Mai? How did you meet me?
A long time ago, I think we corresponded once, maybe over a decade ago, and then I met Prajna Paramita, and I was with her for a while.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And now I'm kind of on my own again, but still.
You're always on your own.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
yeah, nobody's going to be responsible for you. You're going to be responsible for you. Nobody's going to stand you up. Nobody's going to carry you around. Nobody, no. It's very important that the language is crystal clear. And that's your good luck, by the way.
Yes. Now, I'm coming back home to myself.
Yay! So
I have a tendency to go into my head a lot.
I remember you now. Yeah, I'm very happy to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
Are we done?
I think so. I don't have much else to say. Yeah, I could say a lot. I could say, I think we're done.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Shanti.
Let me repeat to you. You're welcome. Let me repeat this as we close. Release whatever does you no good whatsoever and does no one else any good as well. Release anything that doesn't encourage you to your self nature, to your heart. Thank you. Namaste. Thank you for making satsang good. All of you who namaste. Are you alone in that mandir today? It's just the two of you. Yeah.
No, sir.
Let me see who's there.
Yeah. So.
Who is that sitting down there?
Jenny.
Who's? Yes. Namaste. Namaste.
Your friend from.
Good to.
Yes. Miguel.
Nice. Yeah, good. Oh, that's very good. Okay, so Bhagavati, what is on your little mind, big heart?
Yeah, I thought about if I go to Wang Po, I think it's all the time it's a question of I believe in a dream. Or I believe the truth.
Yeah. I mean, Wang Po didn't write this book for nothing. He didn't write the book. There are cases of his teachings to the monks, the mature monks. It's a very mature, extremely mature, extremely profound and simple teaching that'll just kick everything out of the doorway. So yes, that's right. And being that you either believe in the dream or you, what was your other way to say? Tell me the way you said it again, please. When you read Wang Po, what is it that you get? I like what you said. It was.
I have to say, Decision. To believe the dream.
You either believe in the dream or see the truth?
Yes, it's a capital of T.
Yeah, did you say you believe in the dream or believe in the truth?
Yes, that's a decision.
Well, that's a mistake already.
Okay.
That's already an error.
Yes.
You don't need to believe anything. Ultimately, you see, oh, it's not easy to get the words on this one. Hold on. Well, you know, you can't. As long as you hold yourself apart, apart, in the sense of believing in something, someone's believing in something, you still will not experience what is true. These words are very slippery. And there is no danger in believing in the dream of life, only particularly when you see that it is a dream of life. Then it goes on as it does. and you participate as you will. And things don't change, but you change. And you see things completely, completely differently. So you just live through life. You eat, you sleep, you don't worry. You have no anxiety. Oh, anxiety may come up once in a while. You may worry once in a decade. But your view of yourself as life, as truth, as all things are and nothing is, will become very clear. And life remains the same. Gasoline will still cost this. There'll still be politicians. You'll still have times of ease and times of not ease. And you'll still have your house and you'll still have your work. And everything will just go on like it always has. And you will experience life from your own perceptions, released of any duality whatsoever, and carry on. Well, that's it. I mean, it's not it, but that's it for this sentence. Yeah. The mandir will still be there. Your friends will still be there. Your love will still be there. Flag raising will happen, but you'll never concern yourself with anything, hardly anything at all. And everything is perfectly fine as it is, even when it's not.
Doesn't matter.
So we go through Wang Po because it is such a extremely precise and extremely simple elaboration of direction. And we require that now because of the time on Earth. It's really good stuff. Yum. Yum, 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 yum. See, that silence that we're experiencing is very revealing. This is one message that I have for whoever may be listening. Is that this silence is a delivery. It's a vehicle past conception. Prior to, during life, and the last breath, the third, according to the Upanishads. So all of this cloudy and beautiful and extraordinary and unbelievable that we could even experience anything like the sunrise. It's like, whoa! And people just, they walk through it like, I'm worried about this. I'm thinking about that. What's wrong with me about this? Somebody said something about me like that. What do they think? Will it happen? Won't it happen? Why is it happening? So they live in that kind of shitty little atmosphere. And it's time that, you know, Wang Po and Shanti Mai and Rumi and you relax, release, and part the clouds. I started the satsang on love. Love is like space. It has utterly no emotion whatsoever. Emotion can arise in it. Okay. No attraction, no name, no other, nothing that can be defined in duality is love. God, one mind, totality, truth, whatever. And when you reach into your heart and you have that love, your life will be different. Put your daughter in the hands of God. I'm talking to somebody here. And forget this worry business. It's almost like, I don't trust the universe. I don't trust my daughter. I don't trust people. I don't trust anybody. Something's going to happen. Nothing's ever happened and nothing is ever going to happen. So you're wasting your time and your energy on worry. And if do you think that worrying about anything has made something not happen? Because I'm worrying it won't happen? Well, then stop worrying. I can see at the last breath. I can just imagine at the last breath. Oh, I only wish I would have worried more. Next slide. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Not just you. Did we approach anything that you brought to the satsang? Did we approach? I am sending out. I offered a transmission yesterday, the first Wang Po transmission. We're gonna have transmissions, Zoom transmission, Zoom transmission, whatever, till we're finished. And Genevieve, your letter was at the top. So I chose what you had to say to comment on it first. So you'll see that probably as soon as Sri is willing to post.
Great.
Which will probably be today. Mm-hmm. I got a lot. I can say right now, I got a good amount of response. And I want to go through the responses because there's a lot of repeat. A lot of people ask about what is conceptual thought. And so I want to kind of form something or not. I don't know. I'm not sure. Are we done? Okay. Namaste. Namaste.
Is it on?
Well, oh gosh, I look like I'm looking in the mirror when I'm the only one on there. So, yeah, namaste, Yashoda. How are you? Are you there? Yashodhara, are you there?
Party time.
Yeah, you're the last one for satsang. So what is on your heart? What do you bring to the altar?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. I want to lay it at your feet. I mean, I feel, you know, like we talk about Kwangpo or the... what comes in my mind is like, wow, it was always so easy to go in a monastery and to have not all these challenges of the worldly life. And I feel very challenged.
There's no challenge. The challenges of worldly life, be very careful of what the ones you're creating. There are challenges of worldly life, but be careful of the ones you're creating because it's not that heavy. Well, maybe. What's your challenge? What's your challenge right now?
I almost feel shy to share the challenge.
Okay.
It has to do with money and the survival and money. And,
You look like you're no problem.
Say again?
No problem.
Oh, it's about maturing, being.
Yeah, it's like Ruben was saying, right. This challenge is my friend because it's showing me what I need to release and what I need to move through. And what will mature me if I give it the opportunity to do so. Sometimes we shut that opportunity down.
Yeah, for me, it feels also very much the ability to come back to the silence, the ability, like was Rumi said, that you said, to take good care of your heart, to that I take to heart, and to take the time when everything, whatever gets triggered, to let my nervous system calm down by meditating or being in the forest or, yeah.
Breathe well. If you need any help, give me a letter. We'll find out how we can help you if you need something.
My learning is trust. Like you just said, trust in the universe. Trust that all is that I'm taking care of.
I didn't say that. I never said trust in the universe. I never said that at all. You said it. That must be something that you've said.
Because I misheard you.
It's great. It's obviously what you're thinking about is just.
What did you say?
I said breathe. But that you say trust in the universe is your kind of words, and I feel that it's very good advice for you. Listening to yourself, you weren't listening to me, and that's perfectly fine, better. Particularly when you come up with a solution all of your own. And I'm always willing to help if you need anything, write to me and we'll figure out how to work that out. If it is that you are required now to pass through some challenge peacefully, seeing how you can benefit from the challenge, then you don't, you can still let me know. We can look at it if you are required to, if you feel like. If you feel like that. If you don't. So your story about trusting in the universe is fine. The language for me is a little stilted. Because my sense is you always trust in the universe. You always trust in the universe. How can you not trust in the universe? That's why I don't like the word trust. If it works out my way, I trust. If it doesn't work out my way, I don't trust. So it's a pivotal kind of energy that one thinks one's in control. You can just say, yes, whatever it is, yes. Namaste. If you need anything, let us know.
Thank you for your offering. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I need a strong nervous system.
Breathe well and just yes, 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 yes. And breathe well. Breathe through your nostrils well. I have that meditation on the website for years now, that one that nobody's looking at. And go ahead and go with that meditation for a little bit. It'll really help to calm you. Breath is the emperor, is the king of the emotional field. The emotions are the king of the thoughts, and breath is the king of the emotions. So, anyhow, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Shantima.
You're welcome. Ali, you've got a big vase of flowers in front of you. I can hardly see you for the flowers. I get the message. Thank you. So, Premo, shall we close? Okay. Take me off the screen, please.
No.
Stay, everyone. Okay, don't take me off the screen because Prem says no.
Sing to you, Shantimai. Jaya Guru Omkara. Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Guru Omkara Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara Brahma Vishnu Sarashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva Thank you.
jaya satguru omkara jaya guru omkara jaya jaya satguru omkara brahma vishnu sarashi
Primo. I love looking through the gallery when you're singing.
Yes.
Seeing how the people are receiving your chanting, the chanting that we have permeated the Ganges with for so long, no?
Yes.
I want to say that we will go to India February 15th through March 15th. So that Sangeet can come.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good, Sangeet. We just really needed Margaret to say, let's do that. And we need it too. We need that space too. So February 15th through March 15th, we'll be there through Guru Purnima or through Shivaratri and Holi. And that'll be really wonderful. So those who are coming, those are the dates for us. Maybe you want to stay a little longer. I don't know. Will, you can put it up. With the Mondoli also, time in Italy, and not put up the United States. I'm going for family. So, namaste, everyone. Leave me.